Okay, we are going to learn today three different machlokes rishayim in this sugya. The avoda is to see if they tie together, but that I think is the confusing part. So the ikanakud is to know, to have some klarakait in the three issues, the three machlokes rishayim. And then we try to work it out. So if things work out, they work out. That the Tolizab is there. I mean, it's sorry, they're related. That we'll have to see. The first is the machlekes we discussed yesterday between Rashi and the Shach on the one hand, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch on the other. Rashi Shita was that when you take a mashkin, you have bailus on the mashkin. And the Shach was matzdik it with the three, four rayas that I mentioned yesterday at the end of Shir. The sheet of the Rambam was that the Rambam sheet is that he's a Shem Asachar. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. He has a din of a Shem Asachar, and being that he has a din of a Shem Asachar, if something happens that it's nanas, then he's potter. And this Rambam sheet is also the Ramban sheet that the Shach quotes, and it's they hold that it's a Kenyan. It's not mamish yours. So the Shach asked a number of kashes that we said yesterday. The Pashup Shat in Rabbi Yitzchak is that kaina mashkin, b'chay kaina mashkin. So certainly it needs a hezver, the shita of the Ramban and the Rambam. Nesivis suggests a hezver. Nesivis says in Svara, it's hard to say it's mamish yours, the way the Shach says. How could something be mamish yours and you can't use it, you can't sell it? So what does it mean it's mamish yours? So the Nesivis learns that the lumdus of what makes a mashkin a bachayv kind of mashkin is that the bachayv is kind of mashkin for two pratim. There are two things that make that bachayv kind of mashkin. One, he says, is that when you give a mashkin to bachayv, let's say you give him the mashkin in September, you take the loan. And then 5 months later, you end up not paying the loan, and he keeps the mashkin. It's his lamafreya from the time he got it. So that when a Baal Chayv takes a mashkin, it's sort of hanging. It's left hanging. What's going to happen at the end? If at the end you end up paying the Chayv and taking it back, then it was never his. If at the end you end up not paying, then it was his from the time he got it. And it happens lamafreya. I will have to get to Taisvis if that's so, but certainly Taisvis and Rabbi Yitzchak Lemaisa, even though Rabbi Yitzchak is talking by one, it's true by both. So we'll see in a minute. But certainly, when you take the mashkin, you're not being paid that day. Otherwise, you wouldn't take the mashkin. So there's time between you get the mashkin and time he pays. For that time, it depends what happens at the end. If at the end you end up keeping the mashkin, it's yours l'mafreya from the beginning. It's yours from the all along. Marshall, what happens if I have a mashkin and I say, Harry's a hegdish? I make it hegdish lebedek abayis. Is it chal hegdish on the mashkin? So I'm going to see this. It's totally violated. We see what happens. If at the end he ends up paying cash and getting his mashkin back, then it's not hegdish. If at the end he ends up not paying and the mashkin ends up being belonging to the Malva, so it belongs to the Malva Lamafreya, and what he was Magdish in, it is Hagdish. So Nesina says this is the first Nakuda that is that's Bachayv Kaina Mashkin. Kaina Mashkin, that Lamafreya becomes his Mishas the time he got it. What?
The Laiva himself be Magdish?
Could he be Magdish something of his Shusai? So I think he cannot. Person can't be magdish something like this for shusai. Now, if this is called Bashusai, it can be done. Well, Shalai, you know, Mafreya, but I was Bashusai, he had no control. Telling that Sugi in Psachin. But at any rate, what are we saying? We're saying that's number one. That's the first Nakuda. That's Hizla Mafreya. Memela Zak Nesivis, there's a second Nakuda. What's the second Nakuda? That the Mashkin represents the Chayiv to the extent that if the Malva wants to sell the Chayiv, if you owe me money and I want to sell the debt to someone else, by giving him the Mashkin, that's a Kinyan on the Chayiv. The Mashkin represents the Chayiv Mamin. And when I give someone that Chayiv Mamin, that Mashkin, if I'm selling him the Chayiv, by giving him, when he makes a Kinyan on the Mashkin, he's kind of the Chayiv. This is how the Nesivis explains the second Nakuda. Oh, exactly. Very good. We're going to get to that. That's what we want to get to. So if we said like the Shach that the Mashkin is the Chayiv, in the Mashkin lift the Chayiv, we said like the Shach, Nesivis says less than that. He says that the Mashkin represents the Chayiv, not the Piroin of the Chayiv. But it represents it. That if I do a kinyan on this mashkin, it's a kinyan on the chayv. The mav has a right to sell the chayv. He has the right to pass the mashkin on. He has to take a chayv. Because it's someone who's going to damage it, it'll be a chayv. But yes, a person can sell a chayv. They can pass on the mashkin as part of it. So there, now this Nesivis himself, I want to tell you the emes. Nesivis wants to learn that what he's saying is true. Sai like Rashi, sai like the Rambam. It's hard to follow in the Nesivis. We're going to learn Nesivis' pshat in the Rambam and the Ramban. Because this answers all the kashas of the Shach, all the Shach's kashas. The Shach asked, what does he mean like kaina mashkin? What is he kaina? Why does he mean chatiya tzedakah? What does it mean it's his? So Nesivis says it's his, that lemafreya becomes his if you don't pay. Has a potential to be his. Could end up being his. Or the kasha that why is he a shay mesacha? What does he gain? He gains because even like the Ramban and the Rambam with this mashkin, he could use the mashkin. He could sell it. It's a way of selling the chayv. He has a benefit by having. Without the mashkin, he can't sell minatari. You can't sell a chayv. What can you do make on a chayv? Someone owes me money. I want to sell it to you. And I tell you can't sell chayiv chayvis because there's no way to be kainit. But even when it starts, it's like the rabbanon. See, this says, and I tell you, there's no kinyan. But he says that if you have a mashkin, then you can sell the chayiv. It's a way of selling the chayiv, and we'll see in a minute the way of being mekadesh anisha. You gain something by getting the mashkin. It makes that you can do something with the mashkin to get money. Why would it be ribbis? You don't gain. You'll never get more money because if you sell the chayv, you're not going to get more than you lent. Right, $100 chayv, you sell it, you get maybe $95 for it. You don't get more than $100. So, the chatiyat tzedakah, meaning you have certain kinyanim in it, and you're still giving it away. Tzedakah's mashmah, it's yours. It may be yours, it may not be yours. It depends what happens at the end. So, being that has a potential to be yours, that's enough to be. So this is the way we're going to learn the Rambam and the Ramban. So again, like Rashi and the Shach, in the Chayv, in the Mashkin, like the Chayv. When you give someone a Mashkin, your mom is paying the Chayv. Therefore, you Chayv and Einzim. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Shulchan Aruch, when you give someone a Mashkin, it represents the Chayv, and Zehu. It represents the Chayv, you know, mom is the Chayv, you're Shem HaSachar. You gain something by having it. This is a machlaikis rishainim. Again, Rashi, we're going to learn like the Shach, and the Ramban, like the Nesivis. And this explains what's a mashkin. What is a mashkin? Like Rashi, a mashkin is paying the chayv. And like the Ramban and the Rambam, it represents the chayv and... Just to illustrate another nafkamina in these two mahalchim, and then we're going to get on to the other machlaiks. There's in Bav Metzia, Nafdalid, there's a sugya of Helach. What is Helach? Helach is, if you say I owe you $100, and I know I only owe you 50, so what's going to happen if I'm owed it to 50? I'm going to have to swear. I don't want to swear, so what can I do? How can I get out of a shua? You say I owe you 100, I say I only owe you 50. So how do I get out of a shua if I want to? There's something called Helach. Helach means, I tell you, I only owe you 50, and Helach, here they are. I'm giving you the 50 right now. So if I pay the 50 that I say I'm Maida right away, then I don't have a din of Maida b'miktas. From wherever you learn that Helach, it's not Nogea to us, but there's a halach of Helach. That if I pay you, I say I owe you miktas, and I'm paying you right now, Helach, and here's the money. So then I'm part of the Shavuah, because I'm saying, from the end of this entire, I owe you nothing. Hey, look, here's the money, and I don't owe you anything. So Helach is a p'tor in Maida b'miktas. And that's a Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Dal. Shaila. The Ran in Bav Metzia Daf Dalid brings a machlaikis Rishainim. Dav Nimlun brings it here in our sugya in Chav Tes Yud. What happens if you say I owe you $100, I know you owe you 50. I don't want to have to swear. I'd rather give you 50, but I don't have $50. So I do is I take off my jacket. I say to you, I only owe you 50, and here, this is a mashkin for the 50, and I'll pay you. Does giving a mashkin pater you from being a maida b'miktas? Follow Shaila? There's a p'tor of Helach. If I pay up my chayv, I'm not a maida b'miktas. Does that p'tor of mashkin apply in a case where I'm giving you a mashkin rather than the chayv itself? That's the shayla. The Ran brings the machlekes rishayim. The Pashtus Hadvarim, obviously, is that this is Taloi in Rashi and the Ramban. In the Ramban. If I'll according to Rashi, what should be? According to Rashi, it should be Helach. According to Rashi, it's Helach. I'm paying the Chayv. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, it's not Helach. I'm not paying the Chayv. I'm giving you a mashkin on the Chayv. The Ketzais in Simenayin Beis, I believe it's of Cotton Beis, says that it's totally in this machlaikas. So I think it's a good illustration, a nafkamina, not just a nafkamina, but it illustrates the machlaikas, Rashi and the Rambam. Okay. This is machlaikas Rishayim number one, and this is probably the fundamental machlaikas, is before we come to Asugya even. The fundamental basic machlaik is the two shitas. This is this. Okay, now we come to another second machlaik, is Rishayim, and that's the top taisis. Moneinka mashkinenka. Taisis here is done in a very simple shayla. Let's say I promise you I'm going to give you a matan. I promise you a gift. Do I have to give it to you? Do I have to give you the gift? Can't be a Shiva guy, he knocked. Again, if I promise to give you a gift, I tell you, you know what, I like you, I'm going to give you $100 tomorrow. Do I have to give you $100? No. I could change my mind. I'm not supposed to lie when I say it. If I don't mean it, I shouldn't say it. I wasn't lying. I really want to give you money tomorrow. And the next day, I change my mind. I say, you know, I change my mind. I'd rather give it to someone else. I'm not obligated to give it to you. You can't be tovei me in Bezdin. What happens if I say, I want to give you $100 tomorrow, and here's a mashkin? This is a mashkin for the $100 I want to give you as a gift. And when I give you the $100, you give me back the mashkin. In such a case, am I mischayev to give the matana or not? So why would you say the first hashkafa rishayna? Why would you say hashkafa rishayna? No? Why not? Okay, right. Well, why would you say hashkafa rishayna? You would say that's what you're saying basically. Money ain't kam mashkin. What kind of mashkin is it? If I don't owe you $100, so what kind of mashkin is it? Right? No? Like money ain't kam mashkin. If I don't owe you $100, I gave you a mashkin, so what I give you a mashkin? It's not this. There's no chalais with that mashkin. Mashkin ain't. So Taisis here has a machlaikis in this shaila. And all the rishayim here, the Rush, and then the Ran. Everyone talks about this. Brings different names, different shitas. So let's look at the beginning of the Taisvis. Money kam mashkinen kam pirish veinam kudeshes l'fisha ikan isha niknis bekesef ha'kesef veinam behem heich yiknish veinam mashkin tachas ha'kesef kimish lo yishar b'yadi isha vaday y'oma lo eskachili b'mashkin zeh. If a man would tell a woman, I want to be married to you with this object, v'mashkin yeshulcha shalach pshita d'mukudeshes. Now, k'may ken im adam oima l'chaveiroi etem l'chamana b'matana v'hiniach lo'i mashkin aleha lo'i kona hamana b'mshichas ha'mashkin. So what's Taisus Shita? K'may ken Taisus compares it to Agamar. Im adam oima l'chaveiroi etem l'chamana b'matana v'hiniach lo'i mashkin aleha lo'i kona hamana b'mshichas ha'mashkin. Taisus says it doesn't work. Okay? Well, mashkin. There's no chiyuv matana, so there's no mashkin. So that's, we'll call that Taisus Shita. Beinu chayim akayim b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, Oimer, Rabbeinu Tam argues. Shem omar adam l'chaveri etam l'chamana b'matana, v'heilach mashkin olav. V'atazo li ha-mashkin etesh etam l'chamana, ozvada yochel akav ha-mashkin achit l'yamana. Rabbeinu Tam says, hush, this he's arguing. You can learn into Taisus. The Rebbeinu Tam means if you said this more, it could be. But the Rebbeinu Tam Shita seems to be that no, that if you give someone a mashkin, he could keep the mashkin until you give him the matana. So it seems that we have two Shitas, and Klar, in there are two Shitas in Rishayim. The Rosh brings, and the Ran both bring a Machlekes Rishayim. What the din is? Taisus holds, the beginning of Taisus holds that there's no din mashkin. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there is. Now I just have to tell you that the Stipel writes on this Taisus that what Taisus Shita really is, Divrei Taisus Assuming. He says Taisus is a little unclear. Because you really, if you sit in Chavrusi, you can argue what Rabbeinu Tam means. It's only enough gemina in giving names to the Shitas, but there are definitely two Shitas. The Shita at the beginning of Taisus is pretty clear that a mashkin doesn't do anything. If I promise you a matana and I give you a mashkin, the beginning of Taisus is that it's not chal achiyuv, and that's the Rosh Shita. The Rosh himself holds that way, and the Ravid Shita, like the beginning of Taisus, that's not chal hischayvus. The Rosh brings the Yesh Mefarshim that holds like the Pashtus Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramban holds like the Pashtus Rabbeinu Tam, which is quote the Ramban Shita, the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't agree, right? So the Ramban Shita, the Ramban and the Rashba, like Rabbeinu Tam, that it is chal hischayvus. So this is a new machlokes Rishayim, which we have to clarify to understand what it should be totally in. But again, what's the issue? The issue is, can I give a mashkin on a chi of matana? Is giving a mashkin do anything or not? So the shita of the Rosh, like the beginning of Taisvis, is that giving a mashkin by itself on a matana does not help, doesn't do anything. And the Shita, the beginning of Taisis, which is Shitas Ramban and the Rashba, is that it does. Okay? So this is a Machlaikis Rishainim. Which way is more Pashut, you would say? I think we already answered that question. What's more Pashut? I say, I'll give you a gift, and I give you a Mashkin. Pashtus is that nothing should be Chal, like the Rash says. I think it's the Pashtus. Is that nothing should be Chal. And to Hezber. Yeah.
I don't think the previous machlaikas you said Ramban said that
you see you're combining two machlaikas. We have to get to that. It's the second step. It's going to get too confusing. It's because not everything lines up exactly perfectly, and obviously that chaluk edeis. It's just it's more neiter one way. You're right.
No, but I again, it's in the Ramban. Yes. In the previous Ramban, we said that you're not a real, the one who's getting the mashkin is not really a balance of it. Over here, we're saying that over here, according to Ramban, he's agreement of Ramban. So how does that work out? Because you shouldn't be able to.
Okay, good. Good, let's hold off. We'll have to figure out what the svara is totally in is already the chaluk edeis. How to explain this machlekes? So we have a machlekes again. The Rush holds that there's no eschayvus, and the Ramban holds that there is eschayvus. All right. So this is machlaikis number two.
Yeah.
So have a minute. There's a chiyuv. When Tosfos says ain't be'em, he means it doesn't exist. The chiyuv you mean by matana? Adam machaveh chamor matana lichem ashvelei aloi kana. Where in Taisus? Beidim Kodesh Yishin Nikas Bekesef. Because money in Khan, he's explaining money in Khan. What's money in Khan? Why aren't you Mekodesh with the mana? Because it ain't a ban? No. Well, it's the same thing. If the Schaivas can't, even if there would be a Schaivas, it wouldn't work because the money's not here. Okay, so this is a second machlekes rishayim. If you can, a mashkin could work in such a case. The third and the last machlekes rishayim we're going to discuss in the sugya is what we started with yesterday. Taich. So working our way backwards, we started with the first machlekes rishayim, which is the fundamental machlekes what's a mashkin. Second machlekes rishayim is one specific case. Could I be mechayim myself a matana and give a mashkin on? Third, it's not a fundamental shal, it's a shal of taich. What is taich mashkin enkan? So yesterday we had two ways to learn pshat and mashkin enkan. Yesterday I called it Rashi and the Riyaz Akin. The Rush gives it different names. The Rush brings b'shem the Ramban, which, like the Riyaz Akin. What's taich mona enkan mashkin enkan? Ramban uses the word agido gabe. The mana in Khan, why is there no mana? He still has the mana. He's still holding on to it. That was simple pshat. Mashkin in Khan, the Ramban learns why is Mashkin in Khan? Why is there no Mashkin? So what did Riyaz Akin say? Loya Mashkin Nasan Lo Liya Shalah, the name of Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Because the Mashkin is still his. It's still Agida Gabay. It's still Shayach to him. He's not giving away the Mashkin. So watch Taich Mona Enkan Mashkin Enkan, according to the Riyaz Akin, which is Shitas Ramban, that both the Mona and the Mashkin are still by him. The Mona is totally by him. And the Mashkin, which physically is by her, is still owed to him. He's not being Mekadesha with the Mashkin. That's the Shitas Ramban, that's Taich Mashkin Enkan. Like the Riyaz Akin from yesterday. The second way to learn, which is the Rush himself learns, and we said yesterday that it's the Mashmois of Rashi. Mona Enkan. There's no Mona because there's no Eschaivus of a Mona. And Memela Mashkin Enkan. Since I don't owe you the Mona, so the Mashkin is there's nothing. If I don't owe you the money, so Mamela, there's no mashkin. These are the two pshatim of the Gemara, which we had yesterday. And two ways to tie Shemona Inka, Mashkin Inka. Okay, so again, the first way was the Ramban. Mona Inkan, because it's still by him. Mashkin Inkan, because it's still shayef to him. It's still like Ida Gabe, it's still shayef to the man, the woman didn't get it. Rush learns, Mona Inkan, Hilkach Mashkin Inkan. That's how the Rush learns. So this is the third machlaikis, these are three machlaikis in the Sukkah. Pashtus. Machlaikis 2 and 3 are totally zebizeh. Why? The way the Rush learned, what did the Rush say? Mona enkan, memeila mashkin enkan. If there's no chiyav mamin, so there can't be a chiyav mashkin. Lishitasai. The Rush said, if you promise someone a matana, and you give him the mashkin on the matana, it's not chal. What does that mean? The Rush is learning that if I promise you money, I give you a mashkin on the money, the mashkin hastish kai mashkin because there was no previous chayv. So the Rush is saying that money ain't kan, hilkach mashkin ain't kan. I mean, that's why you can't give a matana with a mashkin, and that's why you can't do kedushin. That's what it means when Taisa says that din mashkin and din matana are exactly the same. Ein lechalik be matana lekedushin. Matana and Kedushin are the same. Just like by Matana, if I don't really owe you the $100, the Mashkin is meaningless. By Kedushin, I don't really owe you the $100, so the Mashkin is meaningless. So that's Pshat in the Rush. Now the Ramban could not learn like the Rush. Because the Ramban has this Kiddush. The Ramban learns that you could be Mechayiv yourself. When you give a mana, you promise a mana and you give a Mashkin, you could be Mechayiv yourself. So being that you could be mechayiv yourself, so you can't tell me mona enkan, therefore mashkin enkan. What do you mean therefore? I could give a mashkin to create a chiyuv. So hayois, I could give a mashkin to create a chiyuv, so therefore you can't tell me that mona enkan and mashkin enkan. So these are the two machlekes, like 2 and 3, which are pretty klar toli zebizeh. Even the Lashon HaRosh is mashma that they're toli zebizeh. The Avodah is there can be two steps to what we have to work on to figure out, and that is to figure out how the third machlokes fits in, but we're going to wait with that. So just the first two, the simple parts, sketch it out. So we have the first pshat in the Gemara, right? Mona Inkan, Mashkin Inkan. Okay, so we have two ways to learn. So we have the Rush. Rush learns that everyone agrees money ain't come because he doesn't know the money. So Rush learned that Mela Mashkin ain't come. The Mela Mashkin ain't come because there's no mischievous. Right? And the Ramban learns that. That's probably the Rina Zakim also. Okay, so this is what Machlaikis is. Very simple. Tupshat in the Gemara. We spoke about it yesterday. So this Machlaikis and this Machlaikis are totally Zebizah, right? The Machlaikis, why did the Rush say, Memei Lamashkin Enkan? Because the Rush holds, like the beginning of Taisis, that Mashkin doesn't make a Zaybis. The Ramban holds that a mashkin could make it a chayvus. So he could not learn like the Rush. He can't say memeil a mashkin enkan. So these two machlokes are pretty easy that the Tali Zeb is there. Right, these are two machlokes. Right, when I say Rush, that's the beginning of Taisus. Ramban is probably Rabbeinu Tam, and
later Ramban.
According to Ramban, you would have to give them a ton, right? By Kedushin or by Matana?
By Kedushin, then
Right. Dawad. By matana by kiddushin, I'm not following. The giving of the mashkin.
Just like by kiddushin, say it's in kiddush to the man. That's why we say it's in kiddush. It's also by matana.
You're asking good, but you have to ask the other way around. Which way is mistaver? The Ramban holds that if I promise you $100 and I give you a mashkin, that I have to give you the $100. I have a problem with that. Wait, do you have a problem with that? Besides kiddushin, my matana. I say I'll give you a matana. Here's a mashkin. Ramban holds I have to give the mashkin. You have any problem with that?
Oh,
I understand. So we really have to start the way that's more mistaver. It's more logical. The Ramban, you could ask in the other direction. You could ask if it works by matana, why doesn't it work by thing? Okay, which we're gonna answer. Okay. By kedushin, it's all right. There'll be a little more than that, and you'll see why. There's one more thing we have to throw in. All right, wait. This Chana Gemara, I hope you have Klar. Shatna Gemara. Okay, you go to a lady and you say, "I promise you $100 for math for kiddushin. I don't have it." Or you say, "I'm going to give you a ring. I left my ring home. So in the meantime, I'll give you a mashkin. I give you back the ring. Then you'll give me back the mashkin. So when I give you the ring, you give me back the mashkin." So we say everyone holds it's not a good kiddushin. That's the Gemara. Why isn't it a good kiddushin? The Rosh holds because this mashkin is a baloney mashkin. There's no chayv, there's no mashkin. Ramban holds it is a mashkin, but the mashkin you can't be kashrut a mashkin because a mashkin is agid gabe. All right, so the Rosh holds what that it's not a mashkin. Ramban holds it is a mashkin, but it can't be mekadesh with the mashkin. Now, Gemusak the Gemara. By mashkin da acherim, it works, right? The Gemara says, "Eisvei Rav lo Rav Nachman, kitchav a mashkin mekudeshes." How could you say mashkin doesn't work? We have a brisa that says it works, and with the Gemara, yes, awesome. By mashkin da acherim, ukud Rabbi Yitzchak tam Rabbi Yitzchak nayal b'chayv shekayin a mashkin shnei malachati yitzadak ina kayin yitzadak minayin b'chayv shekayin a mashkin. And the Gemara brings a story, b'nei Rafuna bar Ravin. Sold this Shifcha Knanis for money. They didn't have the money. They gave him a piece of gold as a mashkin, or a piece of silver as a mashkin. Later the price went up. Same exact thing. There's nothing. So what do we say? Mashkin, my mashkin, if I say I'm going to pay you, and here's a mashkin, it doesn't work. If I have a mashkin from someone else, I lent someone money, he gave me a mashkin. And now I go over to be Mekadosh and Isha, to buy an Ashivcha Kananis. With that mashkin, then it does work. So I'm asking you a question. Pshat. What is the difference? What is the difference between my mashkin and mashkin d'acherim? My nafkamina. My nafkamina, if it's my mashkin, or if it's a mashkin d'acherim. Why is it that with my mashkin, if I give it to the lady, it's not a good kedushin? And if I give someone else's mashkin, it is a good kedushin. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why is mashkin d'acherim better than my mashkin? Anybody?
Rashi is a real mashkin. It is a real mashkin. You don't have
the song. According to the Rosh, Aistis, according to the Rosh, it's beautiful. According to the Rosh, why can't I be Mekadosh the woman with the mashkin in this Gemara? Because it's not a mashkin. Because mona ain't kan, memela mashkin ain't kan. So it's not a mashkin. When I have a mashkin d'acherim, is that a mashkin? That is a mashkin because there was a real loan. So mashkin d'acherim is the pasha that is a good kedushin. You follow why? Because the mashkin d'achayim is a mashkin. The Rosh said the whole chesaron is that since mana ain't kan, mimela mashkin ain't kan, the mashkin is kai mashkin. According to that, it's beautiful. By mashkin d'achayim, you can't tell me it's not a mashkin. You can't say it's not a mashkin. There it is a mashkin. So there it works. What do you mean? According to the Rush, we said there's no eschivas. So the pshat is it's not a mashkin. But what it ends up happening? What is the mashkin? We say it's not a mashkin. What is it? You know what it is? It's something that was given to me b'tos, and I have to return it. If somebody gives me something he thinks he's supposed to, and it's a mistake, I have to return it. So someone gives me a mashkin, he thinks it's a mashkin. Halach, it's not. So somebody was given to me b'tos, so I guess I'm a shem mechinam on it. I gained nothing by getting it. I have to return it.
Okay.
Right.
Never said what the master, how you got the mashkin.
Oh, I got the mashkin from a loan. I lent him money and I got it, that's for sure. It means a legitimate mashkin, that's for sure. Now, Rashi said that there was a chayv. Rashi said. You follow according to the Rashi, it's very geshmir, it's very geshmirit. Mashkin ain't kam means it's not a mashkin. So a mashkin acherim is a mashkin, so mele it's a good kiddush. No problem. But according to the Ramban, that the chesaron of a mashkin is that you can't do kedusha with a mashkin sagida gabei, because it still has to be returned to the original owner. So according to the Ramban, is doch shver. Why should mashkin da'acherim be any different? Why should a mashkin da'acherim be any different than mashkin didei? This is a shverikai on Shitas Ramban. So the stipler in Simin Yud Ches Ois Beis, in the new prints, the old prints, I think it's Yud Dalet Ois Beis. The stipler has a pshat in Mashkin D'Acherim according to the Ramban. Again, the kasha is, how can he be mekadosh mashkin d'acherim? It's agid gabei, it's shaykh to him. The yisoid of the teretz is that there's a certain value to debt. Debt has value. When I say debt, I mean, today you can buy a mortgage. Let's say somebody owes the bank $100,000 at 5% or at 8%. So the bank will sell me the mortgage. What does it mean they're selling me the mortgage? It means the chayv that's owed to the bank, if I pay the bank a certain amount of money, they'll give me the mortgage. That means they'll give it to me, then I'll collect the mortgage. Debt has a certain value. And it's that way in business too. There are people who have who are in the diamond line. They sell jewelry. And they get a note. Right? Somebody, they sell jewelry to a store. The store doesn't have the money. The store gives them a note. I owe you $10,000. What does the person do with the note? If he wants, he can wait. He can wait 30 days or 60 days and do it. Or he doesn't want to wait 60 days. He goes to, I think they call it a factor. That's the name of the business. The person who buys a note. It's a note for $10,000. So he'll pay, let's say, $9,500 for it. Right, not going to pay $10,000 for it because he's not going to make any profit. But he's willing to pay $9,500. Usually the businessman, he's got to keep his business going. He has to buy more jewelry. So he'll sell it for $9,500 and he'll be happy with that. That's a concept of selling debt. A person can sell debt. If I lend money to somebody and then suddenly I need the money. I lend somebody money for a year. In the middle of the year, I need the money. So here I have, he gave me a check, a post-dated check. 6 months from now, I'll be able to collect my money, but I need the money now. So I can go over to you, and I can tell you, please, give me the money and buy the check from me. So you're not going to pay me the full value, unless you want to do me a taiva, but you're not going to pay me the full value as a businessman. You'll pay me a little less for the debt. Okay, this is today it's a regular business. Right? People trade debt all the time. buy and sell bonds. Bonds also have a value. Right? If you bought a bond 6-7 years ago and you were getting 10% on it, today you're still getting 10%. If you want, you can sell the bond. Somebody will pay you for a $10,000 bond. They'll pay you $11,000-$12,000 because they know they're going to get interest on it. So selling debt, it's a real thing. There's such a thing as selling debt, even though it's not a thing. You can't touch it and knock your hand on it. But selling debt is a real, it's a real market. It's 100% a thing that has value. Right. You follow the idea? You could sell chayvais. I could sell a chayv, and it's considered sold. You can sell, there's a market for chayvais. Okay, what kinyan do you do on chayvis? I told you before. There's a mashkin, it's easy to do a kinyan. There's no mashkin. You have to do a kinyan derabbanan. But lemaisa, there is a market for a chayv. Everyone hear the concept? I don't know if it's new to you or it's not new to you. If you heard about it before, it's a double pasha. Just that means you took finance in a check cashing store. All right, check cashing store. What do they do? They take 1 or 2% on a, it depends how post dated it is. They take a percentage on a check. And why is the person doing this? He wants the money now. He doesn't want to wait for the money. Okay, that's a business. So chayv really is shavah kesef. It's something that has a value. Zakta Stipler, when you're mekadesh an isha with mashkin da acherim, if you go over to a woman and you say, I want to be mekadesh you with this mashkin, which I have from Pliny who owes me money, what you're giving her for the kedushin is not the guf hamashkin. You're giving her the chayv that the mashkin represents. The mashkin represents a chayv. You are being mekadisha with the chayv that the mashkin represents. And that chayv is considered something real. Because a chayv is something that's tradable in the business world. So when you give a woman a mashkin, it's not pshat, you're mekadisha with the gufa mashkin. Taki and not. The Ramban holds you can't be mekadisha with the gufa mashkin. The guf hamashkin is still agida gabei; it's still shayach to the owner. You're being mekadisha with the chayiv, not with the mashkin. When you give mashkin to acherim, you follow what's happening. If somebody comes over to you and says, "You know, I want to give you a matana. Pliny owes me money, and here I have a $10,000 check he owes me. I want to give it to you as a gift. Here, take it." So, what is he giving you? He's giving you $10,000. Give me a $10,000 check. No, $10,000 check represents the chayiv that Pliny owes him. Now he owes it to you. So it's the chayiv that's being transferred. Even if you give a mashkin, the guf hamashkin still has to be returned to the person. You're being mekadesh the isha with what? With the chayiv. Look in Rashi. Rashi amashkin d'acherim. What does Rashi say? Mashkin d'acherim shayu biyadai v'kitcha. Second line, right? Mashkin d'acherim shayu biyadai v'kitcha b'chayiv sheyesh layalav. You're talking now mekadesh with the mashkin. The mashkin's agita gabei. The mashkin still belongs to the original person. When you're mekadesh an isha with mashkin d'acherim, you're being mekadesh with the chayiv that Pliny owes you. And since you're being mekadesh with the chayiv, so the chayiv is not agita gabei. The chayiv has a market value, and that's what you're being mekadesh with. So the stipler, that's why mashkin d'acherim is different according to Shitas Ramban. Because when you give the mashkin, the mashkin represents the chayv, and you're giving the chayv, you're not giving the mashkin. It's true, but this nekuda could be there's no machlekes. This nekuda that when you give the mashkin lamaisa, you're giving the chayv. So the Ramban must say it. The Rosh can go both ways. So the stipler learns that mashkin d'acherim is different because you're mekadesh with the guf hachayv. That's the explanation, like the Ramban, of mashkin d'acherim. And now the question is, when I'm mekadesh isha myself, I say to a woman, okay, I want to give you $100. I don't have the money. Here's a mashkin. Why don't I say I'm a kaddisha with the chayiv? What do I say? The mashkin itself is still gida gabe. Why can't I say I'm a kaddisha with the chayiv? So, like the Rosh, it's pashit. There is no money. There is no chayiv. According to the Ramban, I think it's what you were asking before. According to the Ramban, when I give the woman a mashkin, I say, listen, I want to owe you $100. I don't have the money. I want to give you $100 for kiddushin. Here's the mashkin. So why can't I be mekadesha with this chayiv that I'm creating? It's like the stipler in Achinami, you could. But stam, dasa isha, is not on the chayiv. When it's a third party's chayiv, she's getting the chayiv, clearly. But if I go over to an isha, I say, listen, I really have to give you $100. And instead, I'm going to give you a chayiv. Let's say I go over at a wedding. I say, no, I forgot the ring at home. Chas v'shalom. Remember the ring. You take the ring. You forgot the ring at home. So you tell it, in the meantime, I'm going to mekadesh you with that ring. In the meantime, I want to give you a mashkin. So what mashkin are you going to give? It's time you borrow someone else's ring, no? You take the chasson will take his mother's ring. The mother doesn't want to give away the ring for keeps. So I'll tell, listen, for the pictures, I'll give you my mother's ring. And it's a mashkin. And when I give you your ring, you'll give back that ring. Right? So the Dasa Isha is, she wants to be Mekudeshes with the ring that she's going to get. She's not thinking, well, this has a din chayiv, and he's selling me the chayiv. He's not selling me the chayiv. He's marrying me with the ring. Just what? He doesn't have the rings, he's giving me a mash. Her das is not on the value of the chayiv of a ring. Her das is on the gufa ring, and that she's not getting. So therefore, it's not a kedusha. Masha'eke, when you makadosh an isha with mashkin da'acherim, there clearly her das is on the value of the chayiv. That's what you're giving her. And there, it is a good kedusha. That's the difference between mashkin da'acherim and the man's own mashkin that he gives the isha. Okay. Oh, I told you, wait. We have to... 1 second. It's true, but 1 second. I wanted to get this far before it gets more confusing. I wanted to get this far. So we have sort of a third step. What I wrote on the board is pshat. What I wrote on the board is rishayim. It's not achrayim. It's beferish and rishayim. Tumach likes him. Rosh seems to say it's tali zav zeh. Two ways to learn the Gemara. And this is sort of pasha pshat in the Gemara. The two pshatim in the Gemara is what's on the board. It follows, as a third line to the board, what's the din of mashkin da'acherim? The Rosh could learn mashkin da'acherim gans pasha. That there it is a mashkin. Perhaps the Rosh could even learn yamakadish with the gufa mashkin. And there's no problem with shita sarash. The Ramban can't learn yamakadish with the gufa mashkin. Because the gufa mashkin is agita gadei. So Mimela, the Ramban, has to learn, like the cycle says, that the mashkin is that you makadish the isha with the chayiv da'acherim, not with the gufa mashkin. So what we really would end up adding as a third line to this is what's the din of mashkin da'acherim? What do you makadish the isha with by mashkin da'acherim? Right? So we follow, and this is a regular cycle. Like the Rosh, you couldn't be mekadesh with the gufa mashkin. Okay, you could be mekadesh with the gufa mashkin. There's no problem, because according to the Rosh, when there's no mana, memela mashkin ain't time. There's no eschaidus. But if someone else is mashkin, there is eschaidus. It is a mashkin. So you could be mekadesh with the gufa mashkin. According to the Ramban, what are you mekadesh with? You can't be mekadesh with the gufa mashkin. The Ramban holds the mashkin is agida gabe. What are you mekadesh with? So according to him, you're mekadesh with a chayiv da'acherim. This is the type of explanation. Mekadesh with the chayiv of other people, and not with the gufa mashkin.
Did he say that?
That what? That's the certainly way the disciple learns. Probably, you want to look at Lashon HaRamban, we'll see if he says it the same.
I don't know. I mean, the mekadesh.
The mekadesh, but it's understood. He learns it's understood. You give somebody, you say, I'm in a hurry, I'm a Kadesh Shri, the Mashkin Zoo, and you explain. You have to explain. This Mashkin, plenty owes me $100, I'm giving it to you. And if he gives back the $100, you have to give back the Mashkin. If she thinks she can keep it, of course, it's not a Kadush, nobody will argue.
So, and what's the
because Daita is on the Gufa Mana. You married her on the Mana, the Chasim give you a Mana.
the mashkin for the man.
He's giving the mashkin for the man. But Hadar, she's on the mind. He certainly doesn't think of it as a fight that has a market value. The person says, listen, I'm really supposed to give you the man. I forgot it. Here's a mashkin. So whether Hadass is on the man or on the mashkin, it's certainly not on the chayiv, on the market value of the chayiv.
He explains
that the chayiv. The disciple says, look at me. If you would explain to her that I can't be mekashe with the man, that's not here. I can't be mekashe with the mashkin, so you can have to return. But the mashkin represents the chayiv. And I want to create the chayiv now, like the Rambana would work. You could create chayivs. And behold, you could create chayivs, then okay, now. Snackler says it would work if he explained it. It's okay now. Now this is before it gets complicated. Okay? This is the Sugya Mash. Understand the Mash. These two steps. Just to try to tie up a loose end, the question is, could we go back to the original Shaila, the Shachem Besidus, of definition of a mashkin, and plug it into the two shivas? Now, we don't have to. It could be that the Besidus could fit with both ways, or Shaka fit with both ways. The question is it Yosef Mestaber? Is there more of a Svara, not Muchach, but is there more of a Svara for it to fit, to go more glam one way more than the other? When you look just at the last line, Mashkin Dacher. By Mashkin Dacher, we pass him a Kudeshes. So we have a Machloikis, what happens by Mashkin Dacher? You go over to a woman, you say, Pliny owes me money, he gave me a Mashkin, this piece of gold. Here, I'm a Kaddishu with this Mashkin. What is the Chasna happening with? Is it the Guf HaMashkin? Or is it the Chayv that the Mashkin represents? L'chayra. Well, Nesivis said, what's a mashkin? Nesivis learned, a mashkin just represents a chayv, not tashlumei a chayv. It's something that represents a chayv. I can sell the mashkin to others. I can sell the chayv to others using the mashkin. The mashkin represents the chayv. If you say the mashkin represents the chayv, which Nesivis is saying in the Rambam and the Ramban, then the stifler's pshat is very glad. You mekadesh isha with a mashkin, what are you giving her? You're giving her the chayv. That's what you're giving her. Mashkin represents the chayv. That's what Nesiva said, that the mashkin is just something that represents the chayv. Like the shach, and the way Reb Chaim explained, that in the mashkin lit the chayv, that the guf mashkin is payment. According to that, you could be mekadesh with the guf mashkin. Somebody else gave me a mashkin. What did he give me? He paid up the chayiv. The mashkin is paying up the chayiv with a tanai. It's a tanai. There, he comes up with the cash. I have to give it back. But when he paid me and he gave me the mashkin, he really paid the chayiv. I lent him $1,000. He gave me $1,000 piece of gold. This $1,000 piece of gold is payment. It's payment with a tanai that if he gives me cash, I have to return. But the piece of gold that's the mashkin right now is totally mine. If it's chametz, the mashkin is chametz. I'm chayiv on Pesach. If Shemitah passes, the chayiv is paid. In Cain, if you understand that way, that when the person gives me the guf hamashkin, he's really paying up the chayiv. Just there's a tanai that remains to be filled in. Then it could be mekadesh an isha with the guf hamashkin. So when a man gave me a mashkin, it's mine now, right? Bachayv kind of mashkin, it's my mashkin. I now own the mashkin. I could give it to somebody else. By giving it to somebody else, I now pass on what's mine to the other person with the same tanai, that if the other person pays, if the laver pays, he has to return. So it fits well that the first column stems well with the Shach's mahalach. The second column stems well with the Nesivis' mahalach. Now, it's something which requires thought to see that it plugs in. But I think at least the Ramban Shitasa fits. I'll give you something chazer. I hope you'll be able to work this out. This is not this is the typical, like you say, the raid on the sugya, and this is a havana that hopefully will happen. Okay, tomorrow we're going to do Taisis Mashkin Dacherim, and we'll finish up the sugya.